I know what I'm saying, God. Come on,
the
man.
The cars are crashing and shit. You know yeah. Damn, Lee.
Yeah, damn, Lee. You understand the words are coming out of my mouth?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
get that Mushu out of here, Lee.
Get that Mushu. Yeah. I'm looking for something Tran.
Yeah. I'm looking for Ricky Tan.
Ricky Tan. Nigga sits down, and then there's like 50 niggas in the fucking. Oh yo, Matt, when he goes to the dojo. When they're going to the salon.
The bar.
Not the salon.
Oh yeah. When they're in Hong Kong.
Yeah, they're in the salon with
the girls and shit. Yeah.
See, we know this shit, nigga.
Yeah.
We know this shit. Look, we just got sparked. You know what I mean?
He's like, pick one. And then the curtain falls, and there's like 30 girls.
I know. He's like, you know what I mean? Yo, man, you know?
When you hear that shit, it's like, oh, man.
Come on, man. You know?
Just take the good part, but accept the truth.
Listen, bro. I swear I was meditating this morning. I shit you not. God word is bomb on his life. Bro, I started singing, I believe I can fly. Do you have any exemption from the I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread your wings and fly away. Yeah. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I can fly, nigga. That was my jam when I was a kid. Space Jam, boy. You gotta understand, I was a little boy for that. Yo, I almost started crying, nigga, in the meditation. Because that song is so powerful. But then it's like, damn, nigga, R. Kelly, you find out that nigga's a fucking sick man. So does it, that's the question I gotta ask the listener. Like, does it take away from such an amazing song? You know what I mean? And it came from a demon. That's ill shit.
Yeah.
Bro.
Well, the devil doesn't come as a devil.
That's some ill shit. That fucking song is one of the most dopest songs in history, bro. Come on. It's a timeless song. You know what I mean? Like, if niggas never knew about R. Kelly, come on, man. That shit would be everywhere. That shit would be still in movies, bro.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is? There's a side I was contemplating where it's like, all right, if you ask that question, sometimes it could get complicated because if we're just only looking at the song, and if a song has done something so positive and actually impacted people to change their life or to act more positively, that's a good thing on its own, in its own realm, right? Say if you didn't know who made the song, whatever, and once you introduce that, the person behind it, the song still did what it did, but the person did what they did. So I would say separating those two is important, but then it'll show in your actions what you're actually supporting. Like, will you buy that person's, you know, stuff?
Yeah.
Will you stream that song? You know, just because you like the song doesn't mean you gotta stream it, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you support their movement that helps them get to that position?
Yeah.
Where they're doing, you know, heinous crimes.
Straight up crimes, nigga. Crimes against humanity.
It makes it harder for me to listen to that shit too. Even with like, you know, other artists and stuff. It's like, bro,
right? Please don't. I had a thought. I'm a lord. You know, it's
you
like,
have any exemption from the
you know, based off what you're saying.
I have
like,
all the IDs I need, but I will not take this ticket. Sorry, I'm throwing it.
It's like, yeah, I'm gonna spin the block back on that. My thought, you know what I mean? Because I wanna get into some more of this, Dave.
Yeah, let's get into more of this, Dave. I want to introduce today's climate check. What I heard.
Okay.
What you heard, Lord? Well,
what you hear?
I heard that the Marathon clothing is awaiting two gigantic partnerships.
Gigantic.
One with Foot Locker.
Gigantic.
With an implied resurgence of
gigantic.
The gigantic marathon clothing store, Hans Lawson.
With St. Louis Rams?
So that is its own thing with Foot Locker. And then, you know, the LA Rams seem to be awaiting a collaboration as well with the Marathon clothing. So what you can expect from this is, you know, seeing the Marathon maybe on some LA Rams gear.
Oh shit! Like,
or have them producing their gear. You know, I could see Lettermans and all that.
Oh my goodness!
Like, you know, LA Rams, the Marathon shit.
Oh shit! That's
like crazy, because they make nice Lettermans. They're like two bands.
Oh, you seen them?
I seen the Marathon the website.
Oh,
yeah.
The Lettermans. Oh, you know I love me about like Varsity Jackets.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the LA Rams thing has happened yet.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the Marathon already makes top quality Lettermans.
Two bands, eh?
Yeah, it was like $16.75.
Damn.
That's USD.
What's it made of?
Off the website. I didn't even click on it. I was browsing.
Yeah.
I was wondering the same thing. What is it made of, you know?
That's ill.
And
good for them.
Let's see. Yeah, I seen that. And I was like, yo, who owns the Marathon now? Because, you know, the great Nipsey Hussle's passed away. So, what's going on here? Because Foot Locker, LA Rams, you know, there's some sketchy hands in the sports world. That's all I'll say. You know what I mean? And
his estate, right?
It seems that through my research, Black Sam, Nipsey's brother, owns the estate, and seems to be passing it on to his two kids, Imani, and Cross.
Imani and Cross.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Imani and Cross.
Imani.
Yeah.
Imani Reynis.
Yeah, so
that was a Kushite queen.
Oh.
Hold on.
Yeah, that's his daughter, Imani. And his son is Cross.
That's crazy names.
Mm-hmm.
Cross.
And so apparently they'll be, you know, taking on the title of the business. And from this, what he's saying in the podcast verbatim is like, yo, it's something that, you know, they want the two kids to make the decisions on what they want to do with the business.
How old are the children?
So the daughter is 14 right now. And the son is six.
They're making no decisions.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what he was saying, right? On the podcast. If you want to go watch the podcast, it's on Earn Your Leisure.
Oh, he was on Earn Your Leisure?
Yeah, it was a recent one too.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely gonna go watch that.
Mm.
And yeah, man, so I just thought that was interesting. And Dave East, you know, as you know, he's connected with a lot of artists, even Nip too. And I know they were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's dope to see like two of the younger guys in the game connecting from different sides of the coast.
Yep.
And, you know, basically representing their coast.
Yep.
At such a high level, at such a young age.
That's that Crip shit though too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, indeed. Getting in with the Crip connections too.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I got this Fire freestyle I want to run into, and then we're going to get into some more of that interview with Dave.
Okay.
So, yo, this is that freestyle on Tim Westwood TV. You know Tim Westwood?
Of course.
Shout out to Tim, man. Illuminati.
You ain't hear them talk? Yeah, anyways. Well, I'll come back with that.
All right, we'll come back with it. Y'all know where we at, man. The Boom Bap Syndicate.
Yo, man.
It's your brother, King Wise.
Hard Body Dreams. Boop, 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 boop.
YouTube.com/TimWestwoodTV. Yo, it's Tim Westwood TV up at Capital Extra. About to go in with the realness. My man Dave East. Let's go in with that heartfelt.
Yo, 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 yo. Harlem, Westwood, London, what's up? I can still hear you screaming neighborhood. Dirt gang, when you would see me, why they hate on cuz? I just sent you a song, was waiting on your verse. We was doing the tape together. They ain't know your worth. Nobody told me after Freaky died, it's gonna get worse. They ain't understand your vision. You spoke for all them nights, I was starving, we shaking prison, but they just hate that you did it. I asked you how to start a clothing line. You had me out on Slauson. Blue laces was my shit, the blueprint to being bosses. You created that. Remember when you played that beat for clarity? You gave out so much free game, that shit was charity. You was at my birthday, my mother asked me about you. She used to ask what my shirt say. My this is Crenshaw, I'm supporting my brother. Reminded me of myself, motivated me from the government. Invited me to your videos. I was smoking Marathon OG with you. Every time I touched down in LA, I wanted to meet with you. Me and Red smoking flight right in the parking lot. Fats had us in the store, putting me a pack together. I'ma listen to your raps forever. On the rail, fuck how they feel. Victory lap was better. South Central ain't gonna never feel the same. You got me scared, cuz. It ain't too many of us left. Go get that bread, cuz. That's what you said before you left. We had a, you ain't nothing like these rap niggas. Told me stay dangerous, didn't let them see you react, nigga. Called your phone crying laughing when you slapped that nigga. You just told me congrats, East. I heard you acting, nigga. They killing kings. I no longer wanna chat with niggas. If I could ask God for something, just give me back my niggas. If I could ask God for something, just give me back my niggas. Neighbor, Nip, Nip, miss you, cuzzo. Got some more shit. Let's see if I got some more shit. It's my first time in London, bro. You probably thought the label was gonna shelf me. You prayed that this paper never helped me. Posted up by the mailbox without a mail key. The exotic weed of Creed if you ever smelt me. I don't wanna die young, I wanna die wealthy. Niggas asking for the most help ain't never helped me. Blew a brown flag in it. You think I'm getting to it? Well, that's accurate. Accurate sliding, ain't need no passengers. Bubble goose, wasn't no computers when it's troubleshoot. Money made my dick hard. Honestly, fell in love with loot. Mathematics supreme. Knowledge and wisdom. Understanding culture, no power get you killed, son. Equality guard, builder destroying the job. Shit get tighter than Wonder Bras. I come from the slums, had to walk when we wanted cars. Couldn't afford the shit that y'all wearing, that made me wanna rob. That pressure get applied, you know your son involved. You so nervous, phone in your pocket, don't wanna call. Fez is lurking, I know they watching, I wanna ball. Plug front and 50, I need 100, I'm starving, dawg. Drop it in the pot, cannonball, somersault. September to April, we pump and take the summer off. May, June, July, August living lawless in Georgetown. I really was recruited by the Hoyas, maneuvered through the border. My man from Cuba, I told him that you could get deported. What if Tukey could have saw this? No bakery. We was cutting cookies by the quarter. Nigga ratted in New York, picked up and took his shit to Florida. Depressed faces, they sad, mad I actually did it. The homie died, I went and tatted my nigga. Pinky ringing. Me and four ladies at brunch. Got attitudes like they came on the bus. Can't make this up. Cigar smoke lingering. Gun on me large, it's not medium. Just got off them papers, he smoking weed again. They was calling me broke. Get shot over that Nautica boat. I'm a wolf, never call me the goat. They all wanna know. Survival on the way, you heard? Harlem, man, Eastside, we here, man. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace, Freaky. Rest in peace, Smuggler. Free Trav. Bloody. Free all my G's behind that wall.
Dope,
man.
Tribute, Westworld, though. First verse. Know what's going on. Dope tribute, freestyle to Nip. And I wanted to ask you, like, What's your take on, you know, the whole situation with this possible this partnership with, you know, Nipsey's brand, obviously being someone who's already gone, and, you know, these two big, really big companies?
I mean, the partnership aspect with Nipsey is, you know, I can't really, I don't really know too much about it. So just based off of what you shared, right? You know, it could be good, it could be bad.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Until they experience it.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of controversy about, you know, obviously Lady, or not Lady London, Laura London.
Lauren London.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Setting them up and, yeah, you know, they say Big U had them hit too.
Yeah.
You know? There's so many, you know, unseen variables, right?
Don't, yeah,
and
this is my car.
I'm sure people will be like, Black Sam selling them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
selling out or whatever.
Yeah,
but I don't know what hit that. I don't know the brother's motive or intention.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Maybe he actually is striving to build something for Nipsey's estate to his children, right?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Who even knows if the children are in the will?
Right.
Of his estate. Who knows? Like, there's so many different things, God.
Yeah.
Right? And
for sure.
But obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, right? But if he's got a deal with Foot Locker, I'm sure it's gonna make some guap.
Oh, lots of it.
Well, depends what the contract says, nigga.
Oh, you mean, well, depends who, I mean, for all parties, like for the whole movie in general.
Yeah.
It's going to generate revenue for sure.
Yeah. Like, I know it is. I'm just talking about, like,
if they're going to get it, you mean?
Yeah. Well, how much they're going to see on the profit aspect, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What's the deal with Foot Locker?
The Foot Locker, their plan is to revamp and reopen the original store on Slauson.
Okay.
Like, most likely being a collaborative store.
The reopening? Like, what happened? It got shut down?
Yeah, they closed it down. Oh. I believe they closed it down after he passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? That's some ill politics.
Well, I'm not sure why, but it's been closed for some years now.
Okay.
And it seems that hold on, let me see here.
Cause that's an ill science right there. Like, you know, why would they close it? Like, you know what I mean? Unless somebody else own it or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it, you know what I mean? So it's a, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
say like, why?
Why, you know, like, why? Why did it get closed down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand stores get closed down. However, when you say after he died, you know, I don't want to assume that has anything to do with him, right?
Yeah.
You know? Because he got sent back outside of his store, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Which is tragic, man.
Yeah, very tragic.
Mm-hmm. And I think
he had his own like artist school and stuff too, bro.
He did, and he had incubation hub for black entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It was called Vector 9.
That's crazy.
He was building Vector 9, and you know, he's working on the Dr. Sebi documentary.
Yeah, which they say also got him whacked. A lot of conspiracies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, lots of conspiracies. I do know his, you know, Lauren London's father was Ashkenazi Jew living in America.
Not Ashkenazi Jew.
I have all the ideas I need.
One of the other.
Well, that's what a lot of them are. Like, yeah, an Ashkenazi, you know what I mean?
Kazari, yeah. Kazari's Ashkenazis, you know. But Jew, when people say Jew, like, you know, it's like, okay, do they practice Judaism, right?
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not really, like, it's...
Oh, like, it's not connected to any nationality.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not a nationality.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, however...
Or an ethnicity.
However...
You know what I mean?
A lot of the Ashkenazis are Israeli.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
you could tie it to Israel,
the
country of Israel.
Most definitely.
And so I don't know what's going on with that, but I've heard a lot about that too.
Yeah.
But definitely, for sure. It's interesting to just see Dave and Nip link up whenever and make music too.
Yeah, Clarity is a crazy song.
Yeah.
I can see the
Yeah, it's a crazy song.
Yeah.
I think he was definitely a threat to a lot of people in many ways, you know what I mean?
Of course, man. This nigga was stopping gang violence, bro. She was like fucking Pac.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when him and YG did that, when him and YG did FDT.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
The fuck Donald Trump?
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit, like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that was like peak political rap from the West Coast. I mean, at least for the newer age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was all like, yo, these are the West Coast, like Kendrick, you know, this, that.
So
like,
this is in Trump's first term. Had to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, YG and Nipsey. Yeah, FDT. Fuck Donald Trump.
Damn.
Off Still Brazy. That
Damn.
Was 2016.
Damn.
2016, yep.
Yeah, see?
So yep.
That's ill science right there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's ill.
And that shit was powerful.
Crippin' blood, man.
Yeah, because the video was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like all red backdrop. It was like all half of the background was red, half of it was blue. And then they had they were each holding like Nip was holding like a red rag. YG was holding like a blue rag. They had two old school like Caminos, one red, one blue. Like with the hydraulics and shit in the back. It was like, oh man.
Look, sounds pretty Masonic to me, if you ask me.
I mean, could be.
Those colors, that's where them colors come from, bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You got the, because you have two different, you know, well, let's save that for another time, but you know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, obviously, like, Crips and Bloods were created to protect the community.
Yeah.
But I think there was an infiltration. And if you look at the colors, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those colors are what? Colors of the what? Flag.
Yeah.
What flag, nigga? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What flag?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right? But that's crazy, you know? I be looking real deep into things. I be thinking, because it's like, you know, there's so much goddamn fucking illusions, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nigga, I seen this picture of Pac laying up with a man. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you saw that picture, but, you know, it's like, really?
You said, say that, who laying up with Pac?
A man.
Oh. No, I haven't seen that.
On his chest and shit. Like, they were lovers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, and that picture looked fucking pretty real.
Mm.
I don't know. It could be AI.
Mm.
Could be a really good AI.
Mm.
But I'm just saying, right?
Mm.
Like, you know, there's so many goddamn fucking illusions.
Mm.
And you kind of be, like, really be able to see, right? There's a lot, like, some of our favorite artists are agents.
Mm-hmm.
And have been since day one and day two and day three.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn. Was like, what the fuck? You know, pardon my language tonight, people, I've been swearing a little bit, but you know, it's ill.
Mm-hmm.
It's really ill. And I can't take away nothing that, you know, Nipsey did, because that brother is, he's a serious brother. You know what I mean? And only the people that were there pretty much know.
Yeah.
So we can't, you know what I mean? It's not, we're not saying nothing like, yo, I don't know, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like, when you start to study behind these things and like intuitively you just look at some, you like, that ain't fucking feel right.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Yeah.
That doesn't sit right. Is that your intuition? Is that your seven?
Mm.
Being able to see a past the six?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And being like, yo, that ain't right. You know, when you walk by somebody, you get that feeling? Mm. They ain't right.
Yeah.
They ain't right. What's your spidey your spidey senses tangling, huh?
Yeah.
Right? So, and then, you know, people who don't know, you say something about them. You know what I mean? That's what I said in the bar, right? You know, if you're used to lies, it's going to be hard to see the truth.
Don't touch my carriage, please.
Right?
My car.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to see the truth, right?
So, yeah, you've seen a different vision.
You know what I mean? Like, people, they'd be like, no, how could you say that about that guy or that girl? No, they're all, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, what? That person's a sellout.
Straight up. Don't matter what ton of songs they made.
You know what I mean?
Don't matter. On the wrong side.
Like, shit, bro. If you sold your soul, but you never harm no children, no harm. Yo, I ain't got no problem with you, eh? But as soon as niggas start doing that shit, bro, that's where it gets, you know what I mean? Because every man, hey, look, every man has the freedom to worship that which he knows not.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They all got the freedom to do that.
Mm.
It says in the Bible, God gave him gave him the free will.
Mm.
You can worship whatever you want to worship.
Mm.
But just don't be touching children and raping women, man. Mm. Or men, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's just evil shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know?
Straight evil, man.
That's evil shit, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, with that. And I think, you know, willfully, Dave ain't in that group. Willfully.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we don't know.
No, we
don't know for sure.
And
he be talking about
claims,
it sometimes, too.
He be talking about what?
Like, mention the Illuminati.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Illuminati try to make me a Mason.
Uh-huh.
Happy, what's up?
I heard that freestyle. That's the freestyle I was alluding to.
Right? Yeah, it was.
Right?
And it's like, okay, they tried to make you a Mason. What happened? Then what happened?
Then what happened?
Then what happened?
They wanted to go back to their own country but could not swim the 9,000 miles.
Why did their own people come and get them?
Because their own people did not know they were over here.
When did their own people find out they were over
here? Approximately 60 years ago. Yeah, bro. No relief came to us until the Son of Man. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, then what happened, G?
Then what happened, right? You know?
And his music is, you know, no doubt inspiring. For sure. The music, Davey's music is no doubt inspiring. Yeah, I'm just wondering, then what happened?
That shit is fire, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he's a Muslim, right?
Mm-hmm. We did say that.
He's a Muslim.
And also, what I you know, decree to his journey and, like, the how I think he most likely operates, because at the end of the day, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
Is the level of success that he's gotten is grand. But it's not crazy. Do you know what I mean? Like, in my, the way I see it, it's not like, yo, he was signed to Nas and he's a legend and he's, of course, one of the top spitters. But I think it's car. Because of his actual skill.
Yeah.
You can have it back. You cannot give
that
it
he's not on like a,
any exemption from the concert,
you know, like a Snoop Dogg level. Or like
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And okay, doing a few TV shows.
Yeah.
You know, TV appearances, shows, but as far as I know, he's not on the Jimmy Fallons, you know, the Jimmy Kimmels, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know what
like
you
the
mean.
big.
The fucking the
rituals,
tour. the real
real rituals,
yeah, the real ritualistic,
the humiliation and all that.
Yeah.
They be
laughing at you,
making jokes at you and shit.
Yeah.
And then you hear the laugh sound effect go off. Oh,
I know,
you know, everyone
right?
in the cloud nobody's clapping and shit.
There.
Yeah.
I bet nobody's even there.
Yeah, it's just scary right there.
I bet
it's
no one's
spooky.
Even there,
but you know what? That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen him at that level. And it feels wrong to say level because he's already, you know, he's already very successful.
Yeah.
And he is at that top level, but he's not in that realm.
I know what you mean. He like they call it like A status, like A status.
Yeah.
A level of you know,
like
artists.
A level celebrity. Yeah, A level.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that's the top. That's where you get in, like, you know what I mean? 250 racks a show type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, right? But
So that's what I'm saying. And I think a lot of his success actually attributed to his skills. Like the people who like him, like, are hip hop heads.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure, bro.
They're hip hop heads.
His skills, and I'm sure, you know, his business, right? How he conducts business. Obviously, he's got to, you know, to be independent, to run your own label, you got to have a level of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and you know, he's a very wise guy, bro. You know what I mean? The way he spits and seems like a genuine dude. You know what I mean? Just laid back, humble. You know what I'm saying? It seems like his success is like gradual.
Consistent and
gradual. Where it's not just blew up overnight type shit.
Yeah, indeed.
I think that's exactly where you were getting at.
That
right?
was like what I was alluding to.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So, yeah, man.
What else we got for these people?
Man, let's because we got so much Davies. I want to go through another
set.
Let's play some music, man.
Let's get it popping, man. The Boom Bap Syndicate 90.
Y'all know what's going on.
Bop, 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 bop.
Peace.
With nothing, now I'm up in Neiman's with 20 bands. I did the raddest and we drive the coke with the selling fan. I got a drop on my target, my niggas was marching on Million Man. I'm up in Harlem with all of my diamonds, I'm feeling like Killer Cam. Tell every nigga hating on me, they can suck a dick. They know I can fuck they bitch, I probably hit me 100 licks. We was really in that Crown Vic. All I need me is a damn bitch to take the product out of town quick. Can't be nervous, you around this. Louis got me wearing brown kicks, looking like I stepped in dog shit. Bringing all my niggas on the road with me, I ain't chillin' till we all rich.
Nowadays ain't gotta call chicks. Porch drop with the fog tint. Jumping at it like a frog, dude. Kiss the plug wife when I walked in. I ain't got time for the talking. Killed him early, that's bullshit. Every day a nigga fresh, looking like I stepped right up out of coffin. Told my driver back to Porsche. You want a feature, can't afford it. I bet I fuck it till the morning. This pouring like 100 holes.